I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial finished their first day of closed-door deliberations on Wednesday without reaching a verdict that would decide the fate of the only U.S. president to be charged with a crime. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business documents to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty and denies wrongdoing. Justice Juan Merchan instructed the 12 jurors and six alternates not to rely solely on the testimony of star witness Michael Cohen, who said he paid $130,000 out of his own pocket to prevent Daniels from telling voters about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Cohen said Trump approved the payoff. Any verdict requires unanimous agreement by all jurors, and the judge will declare a mistrial if they are unable to all agree.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Israel's military says it seized control of a strategic corridor that runs along the length of Gaza's border with Egypt. The capture on Wednesday gives Israel control over a strip of land it says is awash in smuggling tunnels that have bolstered the Hamas militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Israel to come up with a post-war plan for Gaza and warned of lawlessness, chaos, and a comeback by Hamas.
And I think this underscores the imperative of having a plan for the day after. Because in the absence of a plan for the day after, there won't be a day after.
Blinken, speaking at a press conference in Moldova, said while Israel has had real success in destroying the capacity of Hamas to repeat an attack such as the one on October 7th, the government has to